New Country Z100. Our friends with the Bankisters that wrote that song especially for this able veteran. It's called Found. Very excited to have some folks in here this morning. And, of course, Memphis the dog is in here. We're going to get a selfie with Memphis in a little bit. I already have. I saw Memphis the other day when the St. Louis Cardinals tickets went on sale at the Banterra in Marion at the Kroger location. But now he's in here with his forever home. And Sam Hoekstra. Good morning, Sam.
Morning.
How are you doing today, brother?
I couldn't be... couldn't be any worse than what I am. No, I'm just kidding. I'm doing pretty good.
Who'd you bring with you over here?
This is my soon-to-be wife in about 3 weeks, Catherine White.
Hi, Catherine. Congratulations. You're in, like, wedding planning mode right now, dude. So, like, yeah, have you picked out the napkins yet with the little name on it?
No. We're doing the smart way.
Yeah, good for you.
Our parents, her parents, and two kids on a beach in Florida.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Somewhere on a beach. Now you play Dierks Bentley as you walk on down. And so now you got Memphis. When was the graduation ceremony and they got Memphis to you?
Graduation was about 3 weeks ago on April 29th, Friday. It was over at the American Legion in Marion.
Gotcha. And it's really amazing because I saw some video there. If y'all don't follow This Able Veteran on Facebook, you need to. It's one of those things that I really look forward to seeing their updates and how the puppy dogs are doing. And Pam, I'll bring you in here too for a second. Pam Largent is with me from This Able Veteran, but you were just telling me that you got some new puppies in and you're starting the whole process over with these. How many have you got now?
Well, right now we have three, and we're getting another one. I think it's the third week of June. All four of those will be golden retrievers.
Wow.
And we have another golden retriever coming, but we're not sure when.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to have two chocolate labs. So we're going to have another class of seven. And
wow.
I'm getting my fill of puppy breath right now.
I bet. How many trainers do you have for the dogs?
We have seven.
So it's one-on-one the whole time.
Well, but they switch up. I mean, we don't want them to get so bonded with one person that then when they go to their veteran, it's not going to be a good fit.
I understand.
So they just kind of travel among the trainers all the time.
It really is a remarkable organization, and, you know, I'm doing these push-ups, and it's fun, and ha-ha, there's the 90-pound weakling Kent doing push-ups, and his face is bright red, yeah, but I'm hoping that we get some more, and we get the word out about what this able veteran is doing, and honestly, you told me what, you know, 22, every day in America, 22 of our veterans are taking their own lives. That's the sobering statistic, isn't it?
Yes, and for those of us, a disabled veteran, that is just totally unacceptable.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly why we do what we do, Kent, is because of those 22. And those 22 are not always honored as some that are killed in battle, but they're victims just as much.
I've been finding out, it's a pretty sobering statistics there online as I've gotten into this challenge and folks are sharing things with me through social media and what have you. Just a number that needs to get to zero. And that's what I say in my YouTube videos every day. And that's what this able veteran is working towards. And Sam, I was going to ask you, since you've had Memphis in your life, you know, what kinds of things, how has it impacted you in your life, man?
You know, you could ask Catherine.
Sure.
Probably better than me. But out in public, there's just an easement now. I'm not so... trying to look for my words. I'm not I'm scared to go out, but anxious, anxiety, that's kind of gone away. I can now focus on him if I'm in a situation where it's just too much noise, too many people.
Right.
And he takes my attention away from that. And kind of a companion when Cat's not around, I can just kind of talk to him, and he's really helped. He sleeps right next to us in the bed.
Oh boy,
he's
yeah, buddy.
He's a little bit of a snorer, so but it's good to have him right next to me, and it's just a comforting feeling.
Yeah.
To have a partner when Cat can't always be around. Obviously, that would kind of be awkward if she was, and God love you.
Catherine, I'm going to let you talk here in a second, too. You come on up here, Catherine, because I think what's cool about this is you could probably, husband and wife here going at it. Y'all are a team. For Memphis being in here, you know, what do you think of old Memphis over there? I mean, what has he done for you?
He actually makes me feel a lot more comfortable. Like mm-hmm. Sam said, when I can't be around, I know that he has someone he can depend on. And they have bonded. They are best friends. If you can see, he's watching Sam's every move right now.
Well, that's just it, isn't it? And what I realized is these dogs are trained to pick up on physical things that maybe your soon-to-be husband is doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam's a leg bouncer.
Okay.
And so sometimes, for example, this weekend we were at a massive softball complex with 17 different fields, teams from all over Illinois in the South, and that's a lot of people. That's a lot. That's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And despite all of those distractions for Memphis, he was completely focused on Sam. If Sam got up, if his leg bounced, he was right there, and he gives him a little tap on his leg or just looks at him like he is right now.
You know, that is, it's truly amazing what these animals do. And life-saving stuff here really is what we're talking about. But I wanted to ask you too, like, and this is coming from a bystander, and I think a lot of people may have the same question right now as they're listening in their cars. Like, when we see you guys out and about, and I know things are different for different types of service dogs maybe, but what if we have our kids and they say, oh, look at the puppy dog, and they want to come pet the puppy dog. Can they do that or no? Because this dog is working. Isn't Memphis working? We need to let the dog do his thing. Is that what I'm feeling right there, Sam?
I honestly thought you were going to say, is it all right to ask to dog sit?
Oh, okay. Yeah, is it okay if we dog sit, Memphis?
you'd be surprised how many people are like, you know, we will definitely dog sit mm-hmm, for you. Mm-hmm. We do. We have people come up on a daily basis and asked to pet him, and sometimes it's really hard, especially with children, because they do not understand. And I kind of explained it to a little girl this weekend at the softball tournament, and she really didn't understand too well, so I let her pet him. But obviously when you see people with sucker hands, you know, candy hands, and that's when you just kind of stand in front mm-hmm. of your dog right. between the person. Normally, you know, if we're not in a hurry to go anywhere, we'll let him kind of explore with people. Naturally, it is the best thing to ask. And I work at the VA here in Marion, and you know, I've even had veterans that will just come right up and actually start petting, and my jaw will kind of drop. Like,
oh, okay.
Even if it wasn't a service dog, but
He's wearing a vest, and so you really kind of know. Okay, those dogs that are wearing the vest, they're doing their job. That's their uniform. They're doing their job, and so we want to make sure that they're able to do their job. My time is running short here with y'all, but I wanted to, Pam, we've got an event coming up too, and folks, here's the deal. Thisableveteran.org, I shouted out in all my YouTube videos that I'm doing, I'm putting up there for the 22 push-up challenge, but that's their website. Go there, you can make a donation, you click on how you can help, and there it is, donate, and it's real easy to do. If you can't do 22 push-ups, how about $22? Maybe somebody's hearing me today and they hear this story with Sam and Catherine in Memphis. Maybe you want to do $22 in honor of this couple that really is, living with Memphis here, and you want some more people to benefit from this program, disableveteran.org. Pam Largent, thank you for being here, too. And there's something coming up July 23rd, right?
Yes. We have an event at the Ducoyne Elks called Kick-Ass Country.
Yeah!
Woo! We're going to have a chicken dinner, and there'll be a band, and it'll be a wonderful time. Something else I wanted to mention to you real quick is people need to keep an eye out on November the 5th at John A. Logan College. We're going to have our second conference called the No More Conference to try to bring awareness to the community about the 22 veterans and PTSD. PTSD.
Very cool.
That's something to keep an eye for.
I appreciate it very much, Pam. And once again, thisableveteran.org. You can get in touch with everything that they're doing there. I'm going to try and get a selfie in here with you all in Memphis and the Heron Festa Queen. If she's making her way over here, I think that would be just a fun selfie to put out there today. Sam, Catherine, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Now you're off to the real world here, out of the fun-loving world of radio here. We've got a big concert coming up Thursday night. Jake Owen's going to be in the house. I'm going to try and get Jake Owen to do some push-ups with me, too. Now, that would be something right there. Maybe we can get him to do it and get the word out there about Disabled Veteran a little bit more. This is American Country Love Song. Make sure you're there Thursday night at Heron Fest at Z100.